Intercept.
I've turned on my orb at the number 19 location in the 2V39 sector, preparing for inspection. Copy that. Oh, wow. There's a lot of activity going on down here. How many... Oh, did you hear that? Whoa. It appears that some trees have been chopped down. I'm going to remain on orb, but I think I'll need to come down here physically as well. Copy that. Touching down now.
Hey, Butch! Think we should break for lunch after this one?
I think to be safe, we should probably get one or two more, if you're up for it.
You know I am. Here we go!
Excuse me. Hello, folks. I don't mean to startle you.
Well, you didn't, but you are trespassing.
Oh, apologies. You know we never want to intrude on your space, but I'm afraid that you've engaged in some activities that go against the directives of the habitat.
Oh, we broke some rules while you keep us here like that? You're lucky you're in that holographic orb where I'd hooked his axe right through your scaly weird ass head.
Yeah, and what rules did we break? We aren't allowed to use our own brains. We can't create technology. That's only for your kind, I suppose. How's that fair?
Yeah, you want us here just making mud huts and begging you for food, but once we showed some innovation and a little bit of grit, now we've broken some of your precious rules?
Well, I feel like we've gotten off on the wrong foot. I greatly admire your tenacity. I mean, you smelted metal and fashioned an axe. Amazing. You cut down trees and you've got a pretty good start on a compound? Is that what you'd call this?
Well, I don't know what the word is in whatever so-called language you speak, but yeah, that's about the short of it. And how, again, is that against the rules? The way I see it, your alien pals, who pay to come by and gawk at us like animals, they might enjoy seeing something different, seeing some humans actually thriving and not whining.
And you left out procuring meat in your list of violations. You want to know how we do that? Well, let's say this axe handle here is a neck. Well, we just squeeze all the life out of this little...
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Weasel.
That would definitely cause an animal to cease to exist. Before you burst a blood vessel, I just want to clarify. These are not violations. Merely steps in a direction we'd love to steer you away from.
Oh, I'll bet you'd love that. So you can stay in control. You'd hate if we proved to be any kind of a threat to your control or power, wouldn't you? Can't stand a level playing field, can you?
Having this fence up not only protects you from predators, but it also prohibits other members of your species from gathering sticks since you've dragged so many of them inside the perimeter.
Trespassing on our property and now telling us to give away our possessions to deadbeats? That is rich.
I don't think you're completely understanding me. The logs you've cut down and formed into firewood and fence posts and that cabin, that's very impressive. But it also leaves your fellow inhabitants at a very disadvantageous position when it comes to resources.
Weird-ass head. Oh, done. Wait, so you want us to just start giving out handouts? If they don't want to work as hard as us, then they ain't getting our logs.
Or any of our berries or roots or mushrooms or animals that Lana Lynn has choked to death. You think this is Handout Planet? Is that the rule we broke?
What? No. But we need to encourage you to cooperate and work together so that this planet doesn't suffer the same result as your previous one.
People tried to tell us what to do on that planet as well. Timber!
Timber! Nicely done, hon. What do you think of that, huh? I made a lot of money on that planet in spite of people like you trying to tell me what to do. What is that sound? Honey, do you need to take a rest? Is that your throat wheezing?
That sound is me coming to physically visit you on my bingo. The scooter. And you were whisked off your previous planet. If you destroy this one, I'm afraid that method of exit won't be an option.
My throat isn't wheezing, but I do need to take just a little rest. Okay, now I think now that I'm hearing it a little better, I think the wheezing is me. It's my throat.
I know you don't want to hear this, but the oxygen produced by the trees on this planet is released in a slightly different way than what you're used to.
Oh, here we go with the made-up science to suit your cause. They chop and fall over just like regular trees, Professor.
Please listen to me. The canopy of the tree functions almost as its own organism, and therefore the oxygen is distributed very locally. You've taken a lot of trees out of this region, therefore the oxygen is getting dangerously low.
I wanna choke you so hard right now.
That must feel good to feel so smart, so superior. I'll bet you sleep real well at night. So you're headed for us right now on your scooter, and you're also here virtually through your little orb there?
Yes, that's right. And our goal isn't control or superiority or anything like that. It's simply to encourage you to live harmoniously.
And as you fly along on your scooter, you're managing your orb through some sort of goggles?
Yes, that's correct. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and log off of the orb and see you shortly.
Now! Nice work, babe.
Thank you! We got him!
You see, the beauty of a fence is that it can hide all kinds of things. Things like traps. And traps are hard to see with a norm. They're even harder to see when you're flying while wearing goggles.
Nice one, babe!
Dear aliens, you side-blinking scumbags, I know you speak English and can hear me. We have one of your park rangers here. If you want him back, let's discuss terms.
Ah, an Addison Butch. That sounds only fair, please. Hold one moment. Kazuni, do you copy? Do you need additional assistance?
No, thank you. I think I'm okay. Not sure where the other one is. She suffocated a number of animals with her bare hands, so please hold. Oh, I found it. I don't think there's a need for additional support.
Well, let us know if you do.
Excuse me, would you like some oxygen?
No, you can keep your scaly oxygen. I'll take a little. Thank you.
I'm afraid we may have to separate you for a brief period from your mate. Right, your fiancé. You weren't procured from the same location or at the same time. I'm curious how you found each other and formed such a strong partnership so quickly.
We both thought we darted the same rodent, then we chased it into a cave and started fighting over it. I was choking, but real good. And he never tried to tap out, not even when his eyes rolled back. So then, I knew, and we immediately fell in love. And he reminded me of my Earth husband, just with a better mustache and a little bit less of a problem with methamphetamine.
Well, that's very romantic. Thank you for not choking me.
Pretty winded from the lack of air. Really wanted to, though.
Yes, I can imagine. Just breathe. Yeah, there you go.
Hi there, I'm Brianna, the owner and maker of Brianna's Handmade Soap. I'd like to introduce you to an alternative to those mass-produced Carnacle brand bars. Those cheap bars are a laundry list of things that make me cringe. Chemical detergents, synthetic fragrances, you name it. Not only are they drying, they strip your skin of its beneficial oils. Take a look at your usual bar. If it says cleansing bar or beauty bar, it's not the real deal. Now, let me tell you about my soap. Real soap, handcrafted by me. No mystery ingredients, just pure, simple, and honest. My handmade soap is a savior for dry and sensitive skin, made with organic plant-based oils that moisturize and nourish. So, why settle for a bar that's pretending to be soap? Treat yourself to the real deal. Visit BriannaSoap.com. That's BriannaSoap.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS for 25% off your first order and discover the difference.
What is this sign say? Can you read this?
Sherman, open up. We know you're in there.
I'm right-handed.
Sherm, buddy, it's Zeke and Wench. We've known you for a long time. You're definitely not right-handed, and you're almost certainly dyslexic.
Did you just throw something at us with your right hand?
Were you trying to hit your own door? It sounded like it came up a bit short.
Go away!
Sherman, we're not going anywhere. We're here for your safety. We're worried about you.
Everything is fine. You should be worried about the scourge that's taking over our town.
Look, you put your support behind someone who isn't quite who you thought they were. Can you just admit that before you get rounded up with all the other left-handers?
I'm all for it. Do you know what an economic burden it is to design and manufacture parts and tools for left-handed people? It's a huge problem!
And how is taking all the left-handed employees out of the workforce gonna make things work more effectively?
Use your left hand, please! Would love to see you hit your own door with whatever you're throwing.
You just wait.
You didn't answer my question. How does removing all left-handed people make the workforce stronger?
Maybe next we'll remove all the incredibly stupid people and then you'll see how it works.
That's a great one. Sherman, please come out. We're trying to help you.
You voted for Quarch to be district water council chief because he said he was going to bring more water to our area, make it cleaner, grow more crops, which would create more jobs. Now, all the farms are dry, and only the richest people in town can afford to drill wells.
Well, that's because those disgusting left-handers can't turn a simple water valve. They're the ones who messed everything up.
Is it possible you just voted for a bad person?
No! Ugh.
Please just use your left hand!
He's a great person, and everyone is out to get him, just like you.
We are here to help you. You're currently cowering in your garage in fear, afraid of being rounded up and shipped off to wherever they've been taking all of our lefties.
I am not cowering. I am on vacation, so please just let me be.
Vacationing in your shed.
Now there's talk about rounding up dyslexic people, and judging from this sign you made, we need to get you to safety.
The bookless no readers have made audiobook sales skyrocket, and now the logging industry is in real danger. I say round them up.
I know you're vacationing, but Judy at the hardware store said you haven't been buying a couple weeks and that the last time you were in, you were buying a bunch of, quote, living off the land supplies.
Yeah, so that's what you do now? Everyone gossips about me at the hardware store? Classic left-hander behavior.
Well, she said you bought some raccoon traps. She wanted me to tell you, especially if you're planning to live off of raccoons while on vacation, that you need to read the instructions. There's a little pin that needs to be bent just slightly in order for the triggering mechanism to work.
What? Why would they make a pin that you have to...
And raccoons are pretty crafty. I'm not sure you'll be able to survive off of trapping them. Okay, buddy. We're coming in.
Why are there unopened soup cans all over the place? Is that what you were throwing?
You were planning to hole up and live off of soup and raccoons?
Yes, but the can opener is right-handed. I thought I could convert myself, but I can't.
Well, you gave it a hell of an effort. Would you like to throw one left-handed? Didn't that feel good? You want me to open one for you?
No, I'd love to keep starving. Yes, please.
Yeah, you don't look so great. What do you say we get you packed up and safely to a cabin just out of town with all the food you can eat?
Get out. What's that, good buddy?
You heard me. I must have blacked out from hunger, a moment of weakness, but I'm right-handed at heart. Now get out.
How about this? You don't change a thing about yourself, never admit when you're wrong, and you keep right on vacationing in your shed. But can we stop by from time to time and bring you some food?
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
That it is, Sherman. We can all agree on that. It's very fair.
You take photos of everything, your family, your trips, your life. But here's the question, who else can see them? With ND Photos, the answer is no one but you. Not ND, not advertisers, not the cloud. Your photos are end-to-end encrypted. No ads, no tracking, no training. At Ente, privacy isn't a feature. It is the foundation. Available on all platforms and open source, check out ente.io, that is E-N-T-E, for more information. Use code INTER15 for 15% off on your subscription. Take control of your photos. Choose Ente.
This is coffee as it is, and coffee as it should be. This is Bridgeport Coffee Roasters, the peak of freshness. Use the promo code INTERCEPTS to get 15% off a batch of our crafted coffees at BridgeportCoffeeRoasters.com.
You like antiques? They like the same things. Now it's time to chat with Don and Bob.
This is hard to do, but I'll just say it if you haven't heard the news. Barr has left us after 55 years together. I'm just not quite myself. I thought I'd maybe cancel the show, but I do love talking about antiques, and I thought it might be nice to have some company with you all, who I've come to view as friends. Well, it looks like we've got a call. Did you want to talk about Barr?
What? No. Sorry, is this the jet?
No, I'm sorry. Well, we'll try again. Hello, you're chatting antiques.
Hi, last week you all were mentioning a gothic tea cart, and Barr said that it would be impossible to find one in original condition. Well, Barr, you can eat my...
Barr has left us.
Oh, what's that? Nice try. I know all your gags. Barr, you better pay up and eat my...
Barr has died.
What? Don, you sound serious. If you're doing a goof, please cut it out. Oh my gosh, I am so sorry. There are no words.
I understand. Barr touched our lives. If you do have some words, I'd sure love to hear them. Hello, you're John Antiques. This is Don. Barr is dead.
Barr is what? Oh my God, Don, I'm so sorry. I missed the start of the show. Oh my God, I'm genuinely getting emotional. There are no words.
Well, I guess Barr had a certain effect on people. Here, Chat Antiques, Barr's dead.
Was she buried in the pearl-handled casket she always talked about? I'm sorry, it had to be asked. Oh, Don, I am truly so sorry. Barr was... I mean, there are no words.
Chat Antiques, Barr's dead. Do you have any words?
Yeah, I got a few words. Barr had a razor-sharp eye for quality antiques, the thirst for blood when she smelled a good deal, and the heart of a snake when it came to negotiating.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the words.
Of course you do, because they're free. I'd say I'm going to miss haggling with her over teaks, but I won't.
No, not too many people will. She was a pit bull when it came to negotiating. When she locked on, she rarely let loose.
I won't miss negotiating because of that. I won't miss it because Barr's not dead.
Well, I know we'd all like that to be true, but unfortunately she very much is.
Uh-huh. And just right at the exact time as the sword of Deinocicles goes missing? I don't think so.
I was there for her final breaths.
Uh-huh. And the doctor that made the call, he just happened to skip town right after?
Dr. Sandman's been our doctor for 40 years. She delivered our children. And her vacation is always this time of year.
And she just happened to have a whole bunch of new jewelry on?
No.
And I'm guessing Barr isn't in that Victorian casket now, is she?
I'm looking at her urn right now.
An urn? Nothing's more fakeable than that. Hell, some sawdust and ground-up rice, and you'd never know the difference. The DNA will even check out.
I'm seeing a call. Teeks, Barr's dead.
Don, I am so sorry. And this man, how dare you, sir? You should be ashamed of yourself. Don has suffered a loss you can't possibly fathom, and you think his wife of 55 years faked a prolonged illness and had a doctor falsely sign a death certificate and send back an urn full of rice and sawdust all to split the cost of a sword that she swiped in some sort of super heist that any octogenarian could pull off?
Yep, if the heist gets you a sword worth half a billion Theno.
Half a... I mean, damn. I have heard you all mention that sword before, Don. And if she's not in that casket, where is it now?
Her last wish was that I deliver the casket to Morton's auction house the night of her death, as a gift.
And where was the sword? word being kept?
She was the love of my life, and if anyone would like to call and share any memories, I would sure...
Don, there are no words.
I got some more words. Felony tampering, fraud, falsifying a death certificate, offshore account, wire transfer. My lips are sealed. Gotta hand it to old Barr. It took guts. But if y'all think I'm gonna sit on the sidelines, y'all can eat my hat.
Are you tired of store-bought body soap leaving your skin feeling dry and irritated? It's time to make a switch to something better. Brianna's Handmade Soap. Did you know that handmade soap contains glycerin, a natural byproduct of the soap-making process? Glycerin is an excellent skin moisturizer. And here's the secret. Those factory-made soaps remove the glycerin and use it in additional products like lotions and creams. It's a sneaky move to make you buy two products when you only need one. Quality handmade soap that cleans and moisturizes. Say goodbye to dry skin and hello to the perfect soap that cares for your skin the way it deserves. Try Brianna's Handmade Soap today, crafted with love. Visit me at briannasoap.com. That is BRIANNASOAP.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS to receive 25% off your first order.
Okay, he's here! Be cool! Was that a bird or a bird call? Sorry, I forgot mine. I'm just speaking in English. I mean, speaking English, not in English. Okay, it's you! That's great! Just a moment. Come on in. Me shelter is Sue shelter. Sorry, I don't know why I said that. And I should probably tell you that I was so nervous about this date that I made myself some juniper tea to calm down, but somehow I think it had the opposite effect, and I'm somehow now even more energized. And I know we had said through our correspondence on Hermits Unite that we'd do a bird call back and forth as a safety check, but I was so worried about getting the stew just right and having all the right ingredients that I just sort of zoned out and forgot. Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice of you, and I'm sorry I'm not more myself. I'm normally much more relaxed and composed. Have a seat if you'd like.
I carved a stool myself.
Being out here in nature has been good for me, in general. But, you know, the solitude, the lack of human contact, like we talked about in our letters, I just felt the need to connect. But then when I was actually preparing for it, you know, a woman out in the woods alone, I have a gun! I'm kidding! Dang it! Don't know why I said that. Just the nerves, I suppose. Haven't spoken with anyone in quite some time. Let me check this stew.
Nice shelter.
Thank you! Still working on it, constantly, just like everyone else in the Hermit game. Mm-hmm. I thought the rat race in the business world was non-stop, but keeping your shelter roof from leaking and keeping out actual rats, that's the real rat race, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. The rats get overwhelming. But they haven't been here in days. Don't worry. The stew should be great. Getting pretty good at identifying my fungi. A bunny was nibbling at all of my vegetables, so I set a trap for it. I felt bad, but then I'd see my chewed up veggies and be like, "You're dead, bunny!" And now he is, and I feel bad, but I'm also just like salivating, thinking of eating some meat, which I never did back in the real world. But out here, you know, you burn a lot of calories. Mm-hmm. And, so rabbit stew. Some veggies, some mushrooms. Not poisonous! Don't know why I said that. Dang it, this tea. Can I get you something to drink? I wonder if maybe the juniper was actually something else, like a guarana or something with caffeine in it. But don't worry. I know for sure the mushrooms are safe. Ah! Rat! Get out of here! Shoot, the ladle! Shouldn't have thrown my only stirring utensil. Dang it! Okay, I'm going to spritz this off in the creek. I'll be right back. No! It'll only take a second. What veggies are you growing? Are you keeping your firewood dry? We can talk! Shoot, Rowdy! You're the worst rat in the world. Why did you do that? I said be cool. I'm not mad at you. I'm sorry, buddy. Let's eat some stew. He was too quiet anyway.
Intercepts is an independent podcast written and produced by David Huntsberger.
Please support our sponsors. To make a one-time donation or become a sustaining member, please visit theendlessabyss.org.
Would love to stay here and watch you nail this soup, but I guess we should get going now.
You know where the door is. It's that rectangle you weren't invited to.
Hey, before we go, would you mind if we fixed up your sign a bit or just threw it away? If they do move on to rounding up dyslexic people next, you might be in a real bind.
Well, I'm not dyslexic, so there's no reason to worry.
Uh-huh, sure. Well, there's no shame in having it. It's a very common learning disability that affects about 1 in 10 people. The stigma can often be debilitating and very frequently goes undiagnosed. I'm sure you, like us, think it would be very unfair to target a group that's already unfairly stigmatized.
If you want to see printed books become a thing of the past, then yes, let's go ahead and let these non-literate heathens run amok!
I guess I must be the only one having trouble with this very legible sign you made then. Can you tell me what this letter that looks like two kids holding a jump rope is?
That's a K! Where did you go to school?
And this lightning bolt that looks like, what, 5 kinks in it?
That's a G! Get out!
You really are spilling quite a bit of soup on your pants. Do you have to use your right hand? It's just us here.
I'm doing it on purpose. It's bait for the raccoons.
Your own pants?
Get out!
What does the sign say?
It very clearly says, Mr. Monroe's right-handed critter-friendly raccoon rescue, drop off here.
No, it does
no
not.
No way.
How could you not read that?
There is no way that says that. And who has a pet raccoon that they feel comfortable dropping off at some stranger's shed just because they happen to see a sign while driving by?
It's not just the sign. I put an ad on the internet, too. The sign just lets them know they made it to the right place.
You wrote and hit send on the internet.
Get out!
Well, you're definitely not safe now.
Here we go.
Get your hands off me! Put me down!
Sherman, you're like lifting a little kid.
This weight is very unhealthy, buddy. You couldn't make yourself pancakes or something easy?
I don't have any water to mix into it.